done. You guys are starting a community group to try to purchase the theater. Can you explain what's involved with that?
Basically, we're just trying to get enough people interested to be like, and I'm going to use the word shares just because it's easier. If people are interested in the theater, interested in continuing the theater, we're trying to get like-minded individuals involved to come in and they'll put up some money. We're going to try to keep the shares, if you will, at a reasonable price so anybody can do it. Try to raise enough money to actually buy the theater and start it back up again.
And people that are interested, they can call the chamber or you, like you said.
They can call me, they can call the chamber. We don't know what it's going to cost. We're in a very, very preemptory stage right now. We don't know if there needs to be repairs to the building. We're checking into that. We're checking into the cost of the building, checking the cost of the equipment. And we can, once we get those numbers together, we'll know a lot more as far as how much we have to raise. Again, we're trying to keep the price down. So if Aaron Gurness wants to be a part owner of the Knoxville Theater, he can be.
I was going to say, why do you think it's important for the movie theater to stay in operation?
Well, I think that's one of the vital parts of economic development. If you look at if you're looking at a town to move your business to, you look at all the accoutrements, I call it. You look at the rec center. They got to have a rec center. They got to have churches. They got to have a theater. They got to have entertainment. And I just think it's one of the vital parts, and I think a lot of people do. And I hear a lot of people every day. You know, man, I wish we had the theater back. You know, and this is the way. This has nothing to do with the city, by the way. I'm trying to get a private group together to do this, and see if we can't put something together and get it back open again.
And there's already some strong interest in it already, so it's not like you're just completely starting from scraps. We already had a meeting with a group of people, and there's some interest.
We've had talks with several people. Right now, there's about a half a dozen to eight, six to eight people that are really interested in doing this, and then they're go-getters. They're going to sit back and say, okay, yeah, here's my money, but let me know what's going on. These people are ready to stand up and help out. And if we can get this pulled off, there's always grants for the arts available. But you have to own the building on most of them. We don't know what the building's going to cost yet. Like I said, it's a preemptory thing. If people are interested in doing that, we'll be having other meetings. As we get more information, definitely get a hold of me, get a hold of the chamber, and you can get a hold of the chamber at 828-7555, or you can call me on my cell phone at 891-0510. I'm not hard to find. I'm all over town. But I think it would be a good thing if we can get, I'm just throwing out a number here, if we get 1,000 people at $100, that'd be a good start.
And like you said too, like since this is just getting started, really, there's not a lot set in stone. So you can be on the ground floor and helping to make the decisions on how it will be operated, that sort of thing.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to come to you, because it is just getting started. And somebody may come up and want to buy the whole thing, and that's great. We'll help them. We'll help them do that. If they want partners, we'll help them. Or if they just want some advisory things, we can help them. But we have the people together that really care about the town, and that's what I think we need for sure. We need people care about our city, care about what goes on, that want to bring the theater back. And like you said, you know, if they're in the ground floor, they can help decide what's going on.
All right, anything else?
No, that's about it, buddy. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Don.